The Snowmobile. I'm on a broad expanse of snow, high on a mountain, and all around me I see people participating in winter sports. Despite the splendid sun, I become aware of the cold on seeing my breath in the air. From time to time, icy gusts of wind strike my face, but this only feels invigorating. Several of my friends approach, pushing a snowmobile. They urge me to get in and drive, explaining that this snowmobile has been so carefully designed that the driver can't lose control. I get in and buckle the seatbelt. Lowering my goggles, I start the turbines, which whine like small jets. As I press lightly on the accelerator, with my right foot, the snowmobile moves gently forward. Easing back on the accelerator, I press the brake with my left foot, and the machine obediently stops. Then I turn the snowmobile effortlessly to the left and to the right. Three of my friends leave ahead of me, gliding along on their skis. "Let's go," they shout, and take off downhill, leaving a zigzagging trail behind them as they descend the magnificent mountainside. I press on the accelerator, and the snowmobile accelerates smoothly. As I start downhill, behind the skiers, I see the beautiful landscape, covered with snow and evergreens. Farther down, I see wooden cabins, and in the distance, a valley bathed in sunlight. Fearlessly, I accelerate, and my friends greet me with shouts as I pass first one, then another, and finally the third. I head toward the pine trees that appear in my path, dodging between them with impeccable movements. Deciding to go even faster, I press the accelerator to the floor and feel the tremendous power of the turbines. Pine trees flash by like blurred shadows as swirling snow floats behind in a fine white cloud. The freezing wind stretches the skin of my face taut, and I can barely keep my lips together. Ahead, I see a wooden shelter that rapidly grows larger, and on either side of it is a ski jump covered with snow. Without hesitating, I head straight for the ramp on the left. In an instant, I'm on it, and as I speed down the ramp, I switch off the engines to prevent a fire upon landing. Taking off, I'm catapulted upward in a fantastic flight, hearing only the roar of the wind as I begin to fall an enormous distance. Approaching the snow, I can see that my angle of descent exactly matches the slope, and I touch down delicately on the smooth surface. Restarting the engines, I accelerate as I approach the valley floor. I begin to apply the brakes, and raising my goggles, head slowly toward the hotel complex, from which a number of chairlifts carry skiers back up the mountainside. Finally, I enter a flat expanse of snow near the hotel. Ahead on my right, I notice the black mouth of what looks like a train tunnel. Slowly, I head toward it, crossing through pools of melted snow. Reaching the mouth of the tunnel, I check for train tracks or tire marks, but do not see any. Even so, I realize that large trucks may use it. Perhaps it is a snowplow depot. Whatever its purpose, I enter the tunnel cautiously. It is dimly lit, so I turn on the headlight. In the powerful beam, I can see a straight road extending a great distance ahead of me. I speed up, and the sound of the jets reverberates as their echoes intermingle. Ahead, I see that the tunnel curves, but instead of slowing down, I go even faster. When I reach the curve, I slide up the wall and then down again without mishap. Next, the road descends and farther on twists upward, forming a huge spiral like a corkscrew or a coil in some immense spring. I accelerate, heading down at first and then up again, realizing for an instant I'm speeding along the ceiling, only to descend in a long arc onto a level road once more. Slowing down, I get ready to go down a drop as steep as on a roller coaster. I begin to plunge down the almost vertical incline. Gradually, I apply the brakes, and finally slow down as I reach the bottom. Now I see I'm coming to a narrow bridge that stretches through an endless void. On either side of the bridge, there is utter darkness. Very slowly, I follow the road straight onto the bridge, which is no wider than the snowmobile. I feel safe, however, because the bridge is solid. Looking ahead, as far as the beam of the headlight extends, the road appears like a taut thread, completely removed from any ceiling, any floor, any wall, separated from everything by unfathomable distances. I stop the vehicle, intrigued by the effect of this scene. Calmly, I begin to imagine different perils, the bridge breaking and myself falling into the void. Then I picture an enormous spider descending its thick silk thread, lowering itself toward me as if I were only a tiny fly. Finally, I imagine a colossal cave-in and long tentacles rising toward me from out of the inky depths. Though these scenes are frightening, I find that I have the inner strength to conquer my fears. So once again, I try to imagine something dangerous or terrifying and lose myself in these thoughts. Having faced these challenges and feeling strengthened by this test I've imposed on myself, I restart the engines and accelerate. I finish crossing the bridge and come to a tunnel like the one I first entered. Traveling swiftly, I ascend a long slope until I reach ground level. I see a circle of daylight that grows larger until finally I shoot straight out onto the open expanse of the hotel complex. Slowing down, I carefully avoid the people walking around me. I drive very slowly until I reach the far side of the area where it connects to the ski slopes. Lowering my goggles, I begin to accelerate, so I'll be going fast enough when I start up the mountain to reach the summit where my journey began. I go faster and faster, and then faster still. I climb up the slope at the same breathtaking speed I had on my way down. I see the wooden shelter and the ski jumps rushing toward me, but realize that now the vertical wall below the ski jumps blocks my path to the slope above. Veering left, I pass beside the ski jumps and the wall and continue up the slope. Pine trees flash by like blurred shadows. A swirling snow floats behind in a fine white cloud. Up ahead, my three friends have stopped, and I see them greeting me with ski poles held high. I circle around them, covering them with a shower of snow, and continue up the mountain. When I reach the summit, I come to a stop and switch off the turbines. Removing my goggles, I unbuckle the seatbelt and climb out of the snowmobile, hardly feeling cold at all. I stretch my legs and then my whole body. On foot once more, I head down the magnificent mountainside. I see the evergreens, and far off in the distance, like a tiny irregular dot, I can see the hotel complex. I enjoy the fresh mountain air and the sun warming the skin on my face, and I feel a strong sense of having gained greater control over my body.